big night last night at Delaware County Fairgrounds. No, not fair time, but food time, celebrating the Delaware County pork producers and porkettes. Janelle Tucker and I invited to be a part of their annual pork barbecue, and what a night it was to review what a year it's been for the pork producers.
Last week, we went down to the state fair. We had a great showing from Delaware County for people that volunteered at the pork tent. Every year we take a crew down there, and it winds up being an army. It's a lot of people that come to help volunteer at the state fair. We actually were working there the day they set a record attendance. They broke a record attendance that was set in 1991. They broke it that Saturday with 128,000 people in attendance. So really amazing crowd. If you've been to the state fair and you know where the pork tent is, the line typically was down at the beer tent or past the beer tent all day long. So it was really impressive. A lot of people came and ate at the pork tent. So compared to last year, the sales from the pork tent at the state fair increased 20%. And that was it. And this year was also an increase of 12% from 2019. So it's just a lot more people stopping at the tent.
And congratulations to long overdue Bell Ringer Award winner Celeste Himes as well.
She and her husband have served on the grill team for many years. They joined the grill team in 1986 and have helped grill literally tons of pork. Tons of pork. She's helped grill in all kinds of weather. Sleet, snow, rain, dark of night. She has also helped grill on the original charcoal grills that the grill team had and was just as glad as the rest of the team to upgrade to the gas grills in 1989. She grilled several years at various community celebrations, school grilling, as well as a Friends of 4-H food stand for nearly 30 years. Our bell ringer and her husband, Loris, have farmed for many years, have had farrow to finish operation, dairy herd, and raised beef. They row crop corn and baled lots of hay. They have 9 children, 22 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren, and have 5 more great-grandkids on the way. Our winner this year, please put your hands together for Celeste Himes.
The final event of the evening, the big event of the evening, was the crowning of the brand new Pork Queen. Charlie, you are the 2022-2023 Delaware County Pork Queen. How has life changed in the last 5 minutes for you?
It's a big difference. Too many people want my autographs now.
did you already meet the security detail?
No.
Or you'll meet them tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Tell me, you gave a great speech. We heard just a little bit before this about why you're so passionate about the pork industry and what this honor means to you as a kid in Delaware County who grew up showing pigs and growing up on a pig farm.
I really just did it for my dad. Just wanted to give him something to look forward to when I went up there, and hopefully I made him proud.
And Mom and Dad were here as you got crowned. You told a great story about how you and Mom had to kind of jump in after an accident. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
3 years ago, Dad was involved in a building explosion, which he was burned over 60% of his body, and he was down in Iowa City for over 60 days, and then after that, he went to Waterloo and then came home, and it was about 6 months after when he came home to start doing things, but it was a lot of responsibility to take on when he was gone.
And that's something that you and the whole family did. Let's take a step back. Tell everybody about the family, Mom and Dad, where you live, and all your brothers and sisters.
We live just north of Petersburg. My second oldest sister lives down in Des Moines, and then the younger one lives back at home along with my brother. And Dad works on the farm. All the kids work on the farm. My mom works in town at Countertops. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun experience out there.
What is it about living on a pig farm, living on a pork production, a facility, a farm like you guys have, that is different than living in town? Do you think you'd enjoy it the same?
No, I would not. I feel like I have more opportunities to do things out on a farm, to get out there, to go play kickball if I wanted to in my front yard. And some people in the city, they don't have a big enough backyard for that they can't go outside and have that kind of fun.
So you are now the acting queen. This is your county to rule over, Charlie. What do you want to share with kids and consumers and folks who may not understand where their food comes from? What's the message that you hope to instill in them over the next year now?
We put a lot of work into giving people what they want.
What's your favorite part about being the queen, and what are you looking most forward to?
The parades.
What's the thing that you're nervous about?
Parades.
What color of convertible do you want when you ride in all these parades?
Red.
There you go. Congratulations, Charlie, and best of luck to you, all right?
Thank you.
That is our Friday Farm feature. I'll give you a Laurel and Hardy handshake. Charlie Wolfcool, our brand new port queen for Delaware County. You met her here. You're going to see her smiley face on Mix 94.7 KMCH, our website, kmch.com.